So I used to go, and I've often mentioned a pub, and the premises, I think the building might have gone, it was around till a few years ago, but it was called The Crown. It was a pub in Manchester, and it was opposite and the back door where the trucks now go in for the arena, one of the back doors there, and just under the railway bridge. And I used to go there, and all the guys in Manchester that had long hair went there. And it's funny, because I always say, none of us were hippies. It was just guys that had, as they'd just grown our hair, left it really long. I mean, I looked my clothes, I looked a bit like a mod, really, just but with long hair. And one of the guys that went there, and a lot of us were in bands, albeit unsuccessful, was a guy called Norman Beaker. And Norman did okay, to be honest. He did all right, to the extent that he's the ninth Brit to be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in the States, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Hi, Mike. Nice to see you after all these years.
Right. Tell us your history, because it's funny. After that, when we all went to The Crown, around that time, as we got to the end of the 60s, we all sort of drifted away from it. I mean, I started to be in bands properly, and you really went off with Avengers, and I'd see your name every now and then, and you'd pop up and around and about. Tell us what your career's been like, what you've been doing music.
Well, when after the time we're talking about, and we all had sort of local bands going, and I joined Victor Brox for a while, you know, and through Victor, I met a lot of people like Alexis Corner and people like that. So I started to play more with them and Jack Bruce and people like that. So it was quite a good grounded, you know. And there wasn't many from the north. John Mayall probably, obviously, was one. But there wasn't that many that were playing with people from the south and stuff. And when the Americans came over, then I used to get a lot of the sort of backing gigs, you know, and that, which is the great grounding, really.
Who have you played with?
B.B. King, Van Morrison, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, you know, lots. It's been great, Buddy Guy.
With you know, I mean this with all respect, yeah, yeah. Norman, because you haven't changed.
Yeah.
What's it like for a scruff from Manchester to be on stage playing guitar with Eric Clapton?
Very good. Of course, it's. I mean, the point is, most of them that I know, it's a sort of peer group, if you like, although they're a bit older than me, obviously. But generally, everybody gets along. They're all in it for the music. Even though people go on about Eric Bonney or whatever, he's in it for the music, you know. I mean, he just gets paid a lot of money for doing something he'd do anyway, really. And that's the same with me. I mean, it's a music that I can do forever rather than being in a pop band that's got 2 years or something.
Well, what always interested me about you, I mean, I went on to be in bands and I was always quite rocky orientated. I loved the blues, and when I was a kid, I remember listening to Sonny Boy Williamson, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, Howlin' Wolf, J.B. Lemoir, all this sort of stuff. But when it came to being in a band, I quite like the rockier end of music. And we look at the blues now, and it's now a major music force, but it's as if it's come out to be that, as has country music.
Yeah.
Why did you just stuck with the blues? The rest of us were all trying to be in pop groups and be famous and have girls scream at us, and you went off and played the blues.
Well, I think it started pretty much like wanting to be a bit of a rocker, like with bands like the Pretty Things and the Yardbirds and things. I just thought they were quite edgy, you know. I thought they were quite cool. As I get the Beatles, I'd got a bit soft then, you know. I was quite into that sort of stuff. And the blues thing, for me, I never even tried to play blues. I just did. That's the only way I played. And even when I tried to change, everybody said, well, that's very bluesy. Even if I was doing a restaurant gig or whatever, they'd say, do you like blues? You know, so in the end, it was just what I would do naturally. It wasn't sort of, I'd learned it or whatever, you know.
There are lots of guys that can play the blues, though, Norman. Mm. Feel they can play the blues.
Yeah.
And it's okay. But you can play the blues by numbers. For you to have been as successful as you are, you must have had something that set you apart a bit. Any idea what? If you're playing with Van Morrison and Clapton and Buddy Guy and B.B. King, you've got to have something about you.
I think the one thing about the blues, you have to not use your brain as much as your heart, I think, really. I think that's, you know, I don't mind mistakes in gigs as long as what you're playing feels like you mean what you're playing, you know. And I've always thought it's a sincere form of playing, really, because it's like you say, it's very basic. Anybody could have a really good go at it. It's great for that. But there's a difference between it's if you can get it out of your system through your guitar or whatever instrument you're playing, you know. I think that's where blues takes some beating, because any angst or anything that you've got in your system, you can easily push through it, you know, and I think that's the difference.
And another thing about your playing, you've played everywhere, you've been with everybody, I still hear you every now and then up and down just doing gigs, little gigs, and there doesn't seem to be, and there's not just you there, a lot of players that play the blues will play pretty much anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's true. I think it's like when we play abroad, if we play some odd countries sometimes that people, like Serbia, Croatia, when we play there, most bands, they'd go in, get a big payday, you know, at a festival, come out. Whereas we tend to go in, we'll play two big festivals and then stay for a week and play small clubs. And the fans there, the very young fans there, for us, you know, really, you know, they're not pensionable yet, you know, they haven't got the sort of tall cardigans or anything. So...
You're bringing our generation on now, aren't you? Go on.
Slippers, you know. So
tall cardigan. Tall slacks. Yeah, go on.
With your names on the slippers. They love it, you know, and they appreciate that you take the time. And I said to Nick Steed, who's there on keyboards, I was saying to him, we're like blues missionaries virtually sometimes. But we love it. The feedback you get is fantastic. You know, it's worth doing.
Well, I'd like you in a second or two to play a tune or two for us rather than me playing a record. When did you find out you'd been inducted?
It was about a month ago, and it's just an email. I really didn't know.
An email.
They just sent me an email with the actual, or the picture of the award thing, you know, that was it. And I thought at first, somebody's joking here, you know. Really, I did, you know. And when I realised it was like Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck.
And you.
And me.
John Mayall, in there, yeah.
Peter Green.
And you.
And Gary Moore. And that was it, basically. That's ridiculous.
How do you think they know about you?
What they do, people recommend. They actually sent me what they'd been sent, which was, I think it's not always about the playing, you know, because I used to put a lot of blues gigs together and like the Alexis Corner Memorial shows and stuff. So I think it's for what they think you've done for the blues as much as you're playing, I think, you know, to be honest.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an absolute pleasure having you in.
It's great seeing you.
It really is. I mean, it's been a very long time. Tell you what, look, I would normally be doing traffic and travel around here, but they don't appear to be around. So if you want to play a tune for us, what are you going to play?
We're going to play Sitting on Top of the World.
Which is Chester Burnett,
a Chester
Howling Wolf song.
Yeah, yeah. But this is the Jack Bruce version, but he always used to play. Oh. Some sunny day, she went away. She's gonna leave me. She's gone to stay. Well, she's gone, but I don't worry, because I'm sitting on top of the world. All last summer I worked out on this farm, and I had to spend Christmas in my overalls. Well, she's gone, but I don't worry, because I'm sitting on top of the world. Thank you. Going to the freight yard, gonna buy me a freight train. I'm gonna leave this town, life's done got too hard. You know she's gone, but I don't worry, because I'm sitting on top of the world.
Norman, absolutely wonderful, really wonderful. Nick playing keyboard there.
Yay.
And you can't hear it because you've got. I can hear that. That was so cool and so good. Organic. It was. I'm going to do
was
something.
Was that organic?
Oh, very organic.
Oh,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
okay.
Organic.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. What I want to do now? I do this quiz on the programme, and I want to do it now, and I'll get my callers in. But and then after, will you do me another song?
Yeah, of course.
Because I know we're not really. I should plan this perhaps a little bit more formally.
Perfect.
But no, I want you to do another song for us. But we're going to do the Dead Good Dead Hard quiz for grown ups.
Can I join in?
No, because you might win. With me in the studio, Norman Beaker, who earlier this year became only the ninth Brit to be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. Another song from you before you do one, Norman. What are you going to play for us?
This is a song of mine, quite a modern, a bit of a different one, this. Because... ain't got no money. Ain't got a home, ain't got a car, can't get a loan, you know I can't get nothing. Got everything I need. So you can take your money, throw it in a swamp, but only I got what the other guys want. Ain't got a thing, ain't got a life, don't want no kids, don't want a wife, you know I don't want nothing. Happy as a king. So you can take your money, throw it in the dump. Only I got what the other guys want. A car can't get alone, you know I can't get nothing. Got everything I need. So you can wine and dine in the best restaurants, but only I've got what the other guys want.
Norman Beaker, thank you so much, mate.
Thank you.
Absolutely lovely. And, you know, I've not heard Sitting on Top of the World since it was on Wheels of Fire, the Cream album, the double album.
Great song.
They did a great version of it. And but lovely to hear you do that as well.
Cheers.
Inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. He's only the ninth Brit. And as I say, he's in there with Jeff Beck, Eric Clapton, John Mayall, and him. Take care of yourself, mate. All the best for
Cheers,
the future.
Mate.
Cheers. Absolutely wonderful.